And now it's time for the Broncos' top five moments against the Chicago Bears. Number five, October 16th, 1978. Monday Night Football at Mile High Stadium. The Broncos hosting the Bears in Week 7. The Bears led 7-3 for a majority of the game, and the Orange Crush defense was tasked with halting the Bears Hall of Fame running back, Walter Payton. Payton never made it into the end zone, but Broncos running back John Keyworth crossed the goal line for the go-ahead 4-yard touchdown in the fourth quarter. The Broncos went on to defeat the Bears 16-7. Number 4, December 12, 1976. In the final game of the season, the Broncos visit Soldier Field to take on the Bears. The Broncos were down 14-0 early after losing starting quarterback Craig Penrose to injury, but rallied in the second half behind rookie backup quarterback Norris Weiss. Rick Upchurch started a scoring trend when he took an end-around 19 yards for the equalizing score. It was a record-setting day for the Denver rushing attack as the team combined for 356 rushing yards and set a franchise record that still stands today. The Broncos scored 28 unanswered points to defeat the Bears 28-14 and capped the 1976 season off with a victory. Number 3, December 5th, 1971. The Bears visit Mile High Stadium on a chilly Sunday afternoon for the first ever contest between the two historic franchises. There were no touchdowns scored, but instead it was a defensive battle that ensued. It would be a defining moment for the Broncos in their early years. The Broncos amassed 9 quarterback sacks, 3 interceptions, and a fumble recovery to hold the Bears to -7 total passing yards. Although he never crossed the goal line, Floyd Little ran wild for 125 yards against the Bears' defense and helped set up the 6-3 victory. Number 2, December 11th, 2011. The Broncos hosting the Bears in Week 14 of the regular season. The Broncos were down 10-0 with 2:08 left in the fourth quarter when quarterback Tim Tebow finds Demaryius Thomas for a 10-yard score to close the gap to 3. After forcing a Bears 3-and-out, Matt Prater got the chance to split the uprights on a 59-yard field goal to send the game into overtime, tied at 10. On the Bears' fifth play in overtime, linebacker Wesley Woodyard strips the ball from running back Marion Barber, setting up Matt Prater for the 51-yard field goal and the 13-10 Denver victory. Number 1, November 16, 1987. Monday Night Football at Mile High Stadium, and the 7-1 Bears, led by head coach Mike Ditka, take on John Elway and the Broncos. Once again, the Bears started strong against the Broncos, taking a 14-0 lead in the first quarter, but Elway responded by throwing 3 consecutive touchdowns. The first was intended for Steve Sewell, but instead was tipped up and landed in the open hands of Vance Johnson for a 22-yard score. The defense got a spark when William the Refrigerator Perry attempted a goal line score and lost the ball on the 1-yard line. Defensive back Mark Haynes was the one that came up with the ball and returned it to the 35-yard line, much to the chagrin of Ditka. After falling behind 29-24 in the fourth quarter, Sewell finally found the end zone on a 4-yard run that put the Broncos up by 2 points. Chicago had not lost in quarterback Jim McMahon's last 25 starts, but on that night, the Bronco defensive front would not be beat. Andre Townsend, Ruland Jones, and Carl Mecklenburg each recorded a sack to finalize the Broncos' 31-29 victory.